Angels Decries Ratings, 20th of February, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for Run News. New York, New York. Behind the scenes of the television show Hannity and Combs, former human mannequin and alleged stand-up comic Alan Combs, whom Fox News bills as Sean Hannity's bitter half, is envious of his partner's success. Hannity, the conservative of the show, is much better looking, is more articulate, and debates better than Combs, the show's viewers say, and Hannity has been able to parlay these qualities into a separate show starring him exclusively, known as Hannity's America. Told of Combs' envy, Hannity told UN News reporter Lotta Lies, quote, "It's understandable. When I look in a mirror or hear my own voice, I'm almost envious of me myself," unquote. However, his personal magnetism is only part of the reason for his success. Hannity claims, quote, "It's all about ratings. I get them, Alan doesn't," unquote. If Combs were able to garner as many rating points as his co-star, he'd have shot a show of his own. Fox News owner Rupert Murdoch says, quote, "But no one likes Alan, and liberalism, despite the Democrats' recent victories, is on the decline in America," unquote. Combs disagrees. He says he's being discriminated against because his political stances on the issues of the day, which are debated on Hannity and Combs, quote, "The ratings aren't divided among political lines," he contends. "It's not the show, it's Hannity and me that gets rated," unquote. Hannity says, quote, he's wrong on the president, he's wrong on Iraq, he's wrong on Hillary and Obama, and he's wrong on this too. That's why Alan doesn't get a show of his own. Even on our show, I carry him. Without me, he's nothing. And whether he likes it or not, it's about the ratings," unquote. Hannity also accused Combs of marrying Dr. Jocelyn Crowley in a desperate attempt to make himself more sympathetic and likable to viewers. Quote, "For a while there, because of his support for gays and gay rights, viewers were beginning to think Alan was homosexual. His marriage hasn't put an end to such rumors, but it's taken the wind out of them. In addition, his being married makes him seem less like a monster and a little more manly," unquote. Again, this from Hannity. Combs has tried to state his position on the show, on ratings, on Hannity, on liberalism, and on a variety of topics in his book, Why I'm Black and Blue, The Left is Right, and The Right is Wrong, and Other Puns. The book was published in October 2003 and has sold 4 copies, one to each of Alan's parents, Louis and Faye Combs, yes, he does have parents, a third to his wife, and a fourth to himself. Although according to Combs, more would have been sold, except there is a, quote, "vast right-wing conservative conspiracy," unquote, at work behind the scenes at Barnes & Noble's, Borders, Books A Million, and other major bookstore chains. "They put my books on the bottom shelf, spines out, while Hannity's books all face front, showing their covers, and Hannity's smiling, ugly face," unquote. Combs refers to himself as a straw man for Hannity to demolish and as a foil for contrasting ignorance and stupidity are meant to highlight his partner's knowledge and brilliance. Quote, "Without me, Hannity would be lackluster and dull, so it's not him but me who's responsible for the ratings. I deserve my own show," unquote. Besides, Combs argues, seeming to contradict himself, TV ratings are like political polls. They change all the time. And one who has honor pays them no mind, but persists in doing the right thing, just as President Clinton did and George Bush will never do. And he says his interpretation is always uniquely his own. Asked for her take on Combs, Barbara Walters, a once-respected journalist and current sparring partner for Rosie O'Donnell, said, quote, "That poor, pathetic man." This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.